Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Let's get the latest news from Leinster House now. I'm joined on the line by RTE's Barry Lenehan. So Barry, I was talking to Pierce Doherty from Sinn Féin, and where you are, people were listening. What did they think of it?
I'm not sure some in the government circles were too impressed with Pierce Doherty there with you earlier on, saying it felt like yesterday all over again, that the goalposts perhaps moving somewhat once again from a Sinn Féin perspective after a morning where things, many felt around here, were rather conciliatory. It looked like we were reaching a stage of peace in our time after what was described as a constructive meeting of all the party leaders between 8:30 and 9:30. But 2 hours later, the Dáil was supposed to meet a few minutes ago. I'm after putting my head in the chamber just over my right shoulder and a political tumbleweed going through it still, because the party leaders are back talking again and they still yet to find an agreement on how to broach this thorny issue around the regional independent TDs. So as I say, some of government feeling Pierce Doherty's tone not conciliatory, so still not 100% confidence that we can get the show on the road here this morning, Claire, to nominate Micheál Martin as Taoiseach. The feeling going into that meeting is the opposition still pushing for the government to make some form of statement saying that they will not permit those TDs to take opposition speaking time. This despite the Ceann Comhairle's advice earlier on, but the government still of the view that it is not for them to utter such words. Right. So still discussions ongoing.
That's interesting, because that's exactly what Pierce Doherty said they wanted. They wanted a very clear statement from the government that the regional independence will not be allowed speaking time, that the rules would be changed. So you're saying that what you're hearing on the government side would lead you to believe that they're not prepared to do that?
Well, some privately within the parliamentary parties would not be happy with the current arrangement, but the feeling, as I said, amongst government sources is ultimately the rules clearly state that it will be for the Oireachtas Committee on Dáil Reform, which they are saying they would constitute as a matter of urgency to deal with that. So perhaps the next play here would be if government sources can say ultimately we will guarantee that our members on that committee would vote to not allow that to go ahead, that perhaps that could break the deadlock. But at the moment, the Dáil proceedings will now not start until 11:30, so a further delay once again. Now, it's believed some of the opposition have agreed to tighten the period between the nomination of Taoiseach and the nomination of Cabinet in the House. It's usually a 4-hour gap between those, to shorten that to 2 hours due to what you've just discussed. There is a red weather warning and many TDs, their families and staff will have to get back to many parts of the country, from Malinhead down to Castletown Bare, where the red weather warning is in place. So that is one thing the opposition have offered, as well as diluting their own speaking time if and when we get to the point at which Micheál Martin can be nominated Taoiseach. So still not over the line yet, but we are hopefully perhaps getting there.
All right. Well, we were supposed to have the Dáil resuming at 10:30. Then we were supposed to have it at 11. Now it's 11:30. Barry, we'll keep in touch with you across the morning. Barry Lenehan there in Leinster House. Now, life after invasive surgery to prevent genetic cancer. Next up, Sarah McAvinci tells us about her experience.
Text 51551. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.